Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend.
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. The subject of our message is this. It's very simple. Right in his own eyes. Now, when we first start looking at this, we're going to look at the source of this problem before a man gets saved, and then we're going to look at the problem after a man gets saved. And I mean man not in terms of gender, but in terms of species, men and women. Right in his own eyes. Look at Proverbs chapter 12 at verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Now look at that. Just let it soak in. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. You know what a man judges when he's going to judge himself right? He judges his way. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. That's the thing he justifies. That's the thing he proves to be right. He's not concerned with his heart. He's not concerned with his spirit. He's concerned with his way. We learn this stuff as children. Getting his own way. That's what children are about. They want to get their own way. And so when a man has an opportunity, and you'll see it when they get to be teenagers, when they get to be young 20s, you'll see it. They're finally out from underneath the umbrella of parental guidance and correction. And then they want to start doing their own thing. They want to get their own way, and they feel like they're right in it, and there are all kinds of ways to justify it. They say, if it feels good, do it. Everybody else is doing it. Don't worry about it. Now, that's what a man will do. He'll do what's right in his own eyes, and when he does, the Bible says he's a fool, because that's the very thing that will kill him in the end. Look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And the very same verse is quoted again in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, those two verses, Proverbs 14, 12 and Proverbs 16, 25, quickly show you that the way of man that he finds right is a dead end. But who's going to convince him? Who's going to convince him? Well, now, the first thing that a person needs to do to get through this problem, to get over this childish, foolish attitude of getting his own way, is he needs to get saved. Now, that doesn't necessarily solve the problem, because there are a lot of kids that are saved that have this problem, but he needs to get saved, and the reason is, if you go through the Bible and you look, you'll find that God has a way. God has a way. If you're worried about ways, if you want to do the right thing, then God has a way. It's John chapter 14, verse 6. You've heard it quoted over and over again. John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now the right way, guaranteed, spoken by the Lord God, authoritatively retained in his scripture for us, is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way. So you got to follow the Lord. Now, Jesus Christ was followed by many men. Paul followed the Lord's way. And when he did, his accusers thought that that way that he went was heresy. Acts 24, 14. Acts chapter 24, verse 14. There are a lot of people that don't agree with what I just told you. Acts 24, 14 says, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way, which they call heresy, So worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. So Paul said, now look, he says, gentlemen, the way I follow is Jesus Christ. That's the Lord's way, because Jesus said, I am the way. But the way that I follow, according to everybody else, is the way which is called heresy. Acts 24:14. What does that tell you? You know what that tells you? You know what that tells me? That tells me, and that tells you, that men can't judge themselves when they're judging their own ways. Because one man will say that's the right way, and another man will say, no, it's not. That's heresy. One man says the way is Jesus. Another man says the way is Buddha. One man will say the way is Jesus. Another man will say it's Allah. One man will say the way is Jesus. Another man will say it's Mary. One man will say that the way is Jesus. Another man will say they're all good. You can go any way you want to. One man will say the way is Jesus. Another man will say it's meditation. One man will say the way is Jesus. Another man will say it's pluralism. That is, all gods are good. Now, why is that? Why is it that men cannot judge themselves when it comes down to their own way? And the reason is they love themselves too much. That's the problem. They love themselves too much. And like children, they want their own way, whatever that way may be, and they'll find a religion that is convenient to show them that the way they're going is the right way. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 simply says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now there you go. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. And that's the problem. A man that loves himself that much is going to judge himself right and everybody else wrong if they challenge him and what he's doing as wrong. Ephesians chapter 5, we'll get into this in a little bit more detail as we go through the message, but just notice in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29, the same thought. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. No man ever yet hated his own flesh. No man ever yet hated his own flesh. So here's the deal. Here's a man, and he says, but no, what I'm doing is right. The way that I'm on is right. Why? Because he loves himself. He loves his flesh. And what he's doing in his eyes is right, and so if you challenge him on it, you're wrong. But you know how Paul dealt with it? When Paul realized the difficulty of judging himself, he refused to do it. He just let it go. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, the Bible says, but with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Paul said very clearly, I am not going to even judge myself. Why? Why? Because he knew the tendency of men to justify themselves. Job, when all that pressure was put on him, fell prey to that. He began to justify himself, and he proclaimed his own self-righteousness. The trouble with the Jews was right in this thing we're talking about today, where it says the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. That was the trouble with the Jewish nation way back in the book of Judges and all the way up until the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Judges chapter 17. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture, laying a big foundation here for the lesson, but you and I need to understand this. Our tendency is to justify our way. Look in Judges chapter 17, verse 6. Judges chapter 17, verse 6, the Bible says, in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man, not just a few, not most of them, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Well, it led him into idolatry. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's anarchy and lawlessness eventually. And you see all the way up through the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and even the preaching of Paul and Stephen and Peter and all these others trying to help the Jews. You know what their trouble was? They thought they were right and they thought that God was wrong. They thought they were right, and they thought the Scripture was wrong. Listen, look at it in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Paul's talking about his own people. He says, Romans chapter 10, verse 1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them record, that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish, watch it, their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth." What was their problem? They thought they were right. That's what self-righteousness is. I'm right. They went about to establish their own righteousness. How? By keeping the law and other things that the Lord eventually said would not work. So what's the trouble here? The trouble is that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. He that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Okay, so here's the deal. A man's going to judge his way. And when he does and he comes into conflict that something tells him he's not going the right way, like a child, he is going to grab his ball and threaten to leave the sandlot if not everybody cooperates with him because he wants his own way. That's childish. That's foolish. What does he need to do? He needs to get saved. If he's lost, he needs to go the way of Jesus Christ. Because otherwise he's going to proclaim his own self-righteousness and he'll use any religious means that he has to in order to do it. You take a guy that's not satisfied with Catholicism, he's liable to pick up with the Jehovah's Witnesses. It's basically the same stuff. It's just a matter of a man proclaiming his righteousness based on what he's doing in his religion. And if he finds more satisfaction with the Jehovah's Witnesses than he did with the Catholics, he'll do that and he'll justify himself even when he runs into opposition from the rest of his family. Why? Because he thinks he's right. He thinks he's right. Why? Because he loves himself. And he's no different than the Jews who established their own righteousness. A man is not saved by simply switching religions. That won't work. A man is not saved by turning over a new leaf. A man is not saved by reforming. A man is saved by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. You see, because God never worried about what way a man chooses to justify himself. They're all wrong. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, plural. Choose your own way. They're all wrong. God never worried about the way a man chooses to justify himself because he's always wrong when he does. You know what the Lord does? He weighs the spirits. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2. That's something men don't concern themselves with. Why? Because nobody else can see the spirit. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. That's right. You take a guy that's been married 5 times, he'll justify the reason he divorced 4 times and married the 5th wife. And he'll be right in his own eyes. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth, not his ways, the Lord weigheth what? The spirits. Oh, well, the Lord is quite a bit different in something else than, quite a bit differently interested in something else than the men are. He's interested in your spirit. And that's a whole different deal. That is a whole different deal. You know why? Because there's only one spirit in the entire universe that will justify a man. There's only one spirit in the entire universe that will make a man right with God. And that's the Holy Spirit of God. And you do everything you want to do with any religion, any way you want to follow. But until the Holy Spirit of God is in you and has brought you before the Lord as a child of God, you are going to wind up running to the end of your dead end and dying in your sins and winding up in hell, which was never intended for you in the first place. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, look at verses 9, 10, and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, look at verses 9, 10, and 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, a man can quit doing those things. He's still one of them. He doesn't change his nature and leave those things until he gets saved. Verse 11 goes on to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and such were, you see that? And such were some of you, but you're washed. But you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Unless the Holy Spirit of God is in you, you will come out in the scales wrong every time when you're weighed by God Almighty. Why? Because you won't have the Holy Spirit. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Now, wow, what about that? What about that? Well, if the Holy Spirit of God is not in you by virtue of the fact that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're not saved, and therefore it doesn't make any difference what way you go, you'll be on the wrong way, because you won't be on the way of Jesus Christ until the Spirit of God saves you. Now, the Lord doesn't worry with what way a man chooses to justify himself, because he weighs the spirits, and that's not all. He ponders the hearts. Look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. He ponders the hearts. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. That's what we're studying, right in his own eyes. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Now, man looketh on the outward appearance, God looketh on the heart. That's what the Bible says. And when a man is concerned about his way, he's concerned about his outward appearance. Why? Because he knows that's how everybody else is judging him, and that's how he's trying to judge himself. Paul said, I won't have anything to do with that. Why? He's concerned about his heart. And only God's going to be able to do that. Why? Because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, the Bible says. He's the only one that can really weigh out that heart. You know, when the Lord ponders your heart, he's looking for a new creature, something on the inside that's changed. And listen, like a friend of mine said, you can change what you do. It'll never change who you are. But when you change who you are, that's going to change what you do. And that's what happens when you become a new creature in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's the only thing that the Lord's interested in. And he's the only one that can judge that heart, because men are going to judge the outward appearance, and the Lord reserves the judgment of a man's heart to himself. Listen, a man's way cannot change who he is. If you were a drinker and you quit drinking, now you're still, you know what you are? You're still a drunkard in God's book until the Spirit of God makes you new. Listen, you know what the problem is with every man? He is judging himself in his own eyes, and he cannot see his own H-E-A-R-T, heart. He can't see it. God can. God can, and God told you what's inside that heart. He said in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and 22, did he ever tattletale on us? I mean, really and truly, did he ever tattletale on us? He said, for within, Mark 7, 21, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts. You still got them. Adulteries. You still do it. Fornications. Murders. He said he hates your brother. That's murder. Thefts. Covetousness. Wickedness. Deceit. Lasciviousness. An evil eye. Blasphemy. Pride. Foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And the Lord is interested in weighing your heart. He is interested, excuse me, in pondering your heart and weighing your spirit. And a man can't judge that. He cannot judge. I've talked to men before in the ministry. They've been in the ministry more than 30 years. They said, man, I don't even try to figure out whether the motive that I have about a certain thing is right or not. I simply go by the book as much as possible. How can I tell if when I'm preaching, I'm not preaching for the paycheck instead of for the edification of the sheep? He said, who could know his own heart that well? Most men don't. Now, here's the deal. You see it clearly presented in Scripture. A man does that which is right in his own eyes, and he's limited on what he can judge. Paul said, I won't even bother to judge myself. I just can't do it. Other men that judge me wrong. They say I'm going the wrong way. Why? Because they're not going the way that I'm going, so I must be wrong. Why? Because they judge themselves right. And if they're right, then I have to be wrong. You see the quandary? You see the difficulty? You see the problem? That's why religious debates always stink. Because the man is using the religion to justify himself. He's not about to let go of the thing in an argument with somebody else who has another religion. He's already justified himself by the one he has. So what's the solution? What's the solution? Let's say that you've gotten saved and now you're going the Lord's way, but you want to be sure to not get fouled up again and end up like a fool going the way that's right in your own eyes. How are you going to get around that? Well, there's three things that you can do that are in Proverbs. Three things that you can do that are in Proverbs. And the first one, there's one in our text. It'll be the last one we look at. Our text, of course, is Proverbs 12:15. Well, that'll be the last one we look at. The first one we'll look at is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. There's three simple things you can do. Proverbs 3:7. Proverbs 3:7 says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes." E-Y-E-S, that's the problem. Faulty vision. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. All right, so the first solution then to here's a saved man, okay? You've already decided that you were wrong in your own self-justification, so you let go of your own righteousness. You've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your spirit is born again by the Spirit of God. Your heart is right with God because Jesus Christ has made you a new creature. All right, you've got Jesus' righteousness now, but you are well aware that you still are prone to do that which you think is right in your eyes, and you don't want to make a mistake this time. What's the solution? First solution, fear God. Fear God. In what respect? Well, Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to do and to will of his good pleasure. You say, oh boy, that's a good verse. Quote it again more slowly and tell me where it is. Well, it's Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. What did he say? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to do, to will and to do of his good pleasure. I was talking to my son the other day, and we were talking about, he'll be a sophomore in college, and we were talking about, job opportunities and what to do with life and his own desires and all those kind of things. And I've repeated something to him that I've mentioned several times, and it's hard. We have to hear it several times. And that is something that old Bob Jones Sr. had said years ago. And he said this, "A man is a success who finds what God wants him to do and does it. And you won't do that if you don't fear God." A man is a success who finds what God wants him to do and then does it. Now, there you go. And a man will do that when he fears God. Right now, the best I can tell, don't know any differently, what I'm doing this moment as I'm talking to you about this verse of Scripture, that I'm doing what God wants me to do. And I preach and pastor and preach on the radio and go to the nursing home, preach for the ladies at the Jubilee, and do those kind of things. Raise my family and those other kind of things. I believe that I'm doing what the Lord would have me to do. I fear God, and the Lord knows that. And if I'm not doing something that he wants me to do, I am confident that the Lord would let me know, and in so doing, I would change it immediately because I fear the consequences. I want to do his will. You know something I believe about you? I believe you want to do his will too. And the competition comes when what you want to do that is right in your own eyes conflicts with what God wants you to do. And if you'll fear God, you'll let go what you think is right in your own eyes and do what he wants you to do because you are concerned about suffering the consequences. That is a tough, tough decision to make, but it is the right one to make. It is the right one to make. Second thing, Proverbs 3:7. Solution to doing what's right in your own eyes. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. And number two, depart from evil. You know what? I have never, ever in my life yet found anybody who really and truly had a hard time early on figuring out what was wrong, what was evil, and what was good. I mean, after you get up to a certain age, you know it. Now, normally what happens is a man will quiet his conscience by repeatedly doing the wrong thing, and then he may have a hard time. Because he's justified himself in his sin so long, he probably doesn't know how to evaluate it, and he'll eventually end up calling something good that's evil and something evil that's good. But early on, or by looking in the Bible, he'll find out right quick what's evil. Thinking about that, I had a person call me not too long ago, and problems with the family. One of the kids, one of the daughters, gone off now and become a lesbian. I've got matter of fact, several acquaintances that this has happened to in this generation. You know, it's just terrible. It's just terrible. And it's crushing their hearts. And you know what the problem is? I mean, really and truly, it just boils right down to this. And I'm talking about girls that are saved. Saved. You know what the problem is? They're doing what's right in their own eyes. They are totally and absolutely justifying themselves. Number one, they don't fear God because God explicitly says and condemns that that sin is wrong and condemns it. It's an abomination and it was worthy of the death penalty both in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. But not only that, they have looked at it and did not depart from evil despite the lust of the flesh. And if they would simply depart from what God calls evil, they would not be the fools they are doing what's right in their own eyes. Simple solution. The third solution is found in our text, Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Well, it goes without saying, we've talked about counsel on this broadcast before, it needs to be godly counsel. You can go to your friends who are doing the same thing you are, and they'll tell you, yeah, man, what you're doing is right. Don't let those old fuddy-duddy parents of you tell you you're wrong. No, this is talking about getting, real counsel. Counsel from somebody that'll tell you the truth. And I'll tell you, honestly, there have been times when I wanted to do certain things, and I thought I was right and getting ready to do them, and I decided that I would get on the phone and talk it over with men that are my elders in age and in wisdom and in the ministry and in the Bible, and ask them about these matters and listen to their counsel, and you see, you'd be amazed at doing that you get away from what you think is right in your own eyes and you start pursuing those things that are not foolish but wise, and you got it from wise counsel. I've seen it practically done in business, not only in the Christian life. I've seen it done in family business and family relations, and I've seen it done in Christianity. If you want to quit doing what's right in your own eyes and start doing what God wants you to do as a saved person and be sure that you're not a fool in doing the things you do, fear God, depart from evil, and seek wise counsel. And then follow it when you get it, and that'll keep you out of trouble. Well, I wish I could talk to you another 30 minutes. I've enjoyed this particular broadcast because it's one we all need. I've needed it myself, and I pray that it does you some good.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.